Hey, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hey.
Hey, say hello to the dogs.
We've got dogs in the studio.
I know, it seems a bit woof, doesn't it?
Oh, dear.
Off we go.
Are you going to tell everybody what's going on here, Andrew, with the dog?
Well, they're with me for the next couple of weeks or so. So Emma and Kelly are whining in the background.
Emma and what?
Kelly.
Kelly.
Yeah. I didn't name them. That's the names they came with.
This is Kelly.
No, that's Emma.
Oh, right.
So she's the active
one. Which is
one.
This one? They keep the one walking into walls.
So that's the blind one. That is Kelly.
If you ever thud anybody,
she's quite happy bumping into things.
If you ever thud, it's either a parcel or a dog. But no animals were armed making of this episode.
They are very cute, aren't they, a pair of them?
Yeah.
And they're only diddy, aren't they?
They are very diddy. I forget how diddy they are, yeah.
But next to you, they look massive. Yeah. Oh, they are cute. Right, short dog.
Right, we're off to a flying start, aren't we?
Aye.
What breed are they?
Jack Russells.
Ah.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she wants to be on the show. She's coming over to you, Jordan. She just wants to speak to you.
Right. Oh. Okay. Jordan's getting mauled.
Oh, that's a photo. I'll get that.
Shall I tell you what I've been up to?
We're talking to the dog now. We don't want to talk to you.
Okay.
Oh, look, she's talking to you, look.
Emma!
Go on, Joe, what have you been up to?
Well, I've recently regain the use of my TiVo box.
Right.
Sorry, yeah. What? Use of
TiVo box.
What's that?
It's a box where you can watch films on.
Oh, right. I got you. Sorry, yeah. TiVo, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've finally watched Love Actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right. Is this movie review?
Yes. Well, it's not so much a review, it's what I think of it.
Go on, then.
Right. And I liked all the casting.
Hang on, be careful what you say here, because I know Andrew and I, this is like a massive movie to us. Yeah.
This is on every Tuesday night on ITV too.
Every week it's Christmas at your house.
I watched it, yeah.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I wanted to like it, but the problem I had with it is there were too much going on and I couldn't follow everything.
Oh, right.
So that was what made it kind of lost on me, but I did enjoy what I saw, and including I can't remember whether it was Hugh Grant or Colin Firth, but one of them was coming down the staircase. But
Hugh Grant.
They were dancing down the staircase, and that was amazing.
Prime Minister.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, though. There's so many characters. Yeah. And there are a lot of stories going on. Yeah. But they all intertwine, and I think it's... I mean, it's one of the greatest movies for me. What about you, Andrew?
Yeah, I agree. I see why the stories might confuse you, because they bob about, don't they?
Yeah.
For like an hour and a half. But I think overall, what would you give it score-wise? Because for me, one of the best movies ever.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, great, great movie.
You see, you don't sound as though you were totally blown away by it.
That's because I wasn't.
Oh. You know what, though? I mean, I tried to interject that. It's like, there's a few people who I talk to about movies, and they say they're the worst movie watchers ever. As in, they'll sit down, they'll press play, and it'll start, and they'll nip out to the bathroom, then they'll come back, sit down, and then they'll get up and go make a brew, then they'll come back, and then they go...
No, I'm not like that.
Can't be doing that.
And they go, oh, I didn't really get into it.
No, I just, no. If you're going to watch a movie, you sit there for 90 minutes, and you watch it. No distractions, no nothing. And maybe that's the problem, isn't it, nowadays?
Yeah, distractions.
Yeah, phones and everything now.
I sit down, I put my phone out of the way, and usually on charge in the other room. Yeah. I get a couple of cans of beer or something, or crisps and chocolate, or whatever I'm getting, and I sit, and I press play. That's it.
Yeah, but that's the point with everything for me, including telly. If I've got, like, God forbid, Emmerdale to watch, right, I'll wait until I've made my cup of tea, wait until I've got whatever I'm having with the cup of tea, and then once I've got it all set out, I'll put the episode on or whatever. I'll put the film on.
I have a phase quite often, and I'm sure you feel me, where you sit down and you press play and you think, or you're just about to press play and you think, no, hang on, I've forgotten so much. Yeah. You get up, you go back out, then you come out and sit down again and say, right, I've forgotten that as well.
Yeah. No, you see, I'm sort of like base camp is my bed.
Is so it?
Once I'm in it, the telly's on and happen and it's there and then.
So since you've got a TV licence, Andrew.
Yeah.
Go on.
I've actually not watched any proper telly yet, which is a bit annoying.
Oh.
I was looking forward to it.
I thought you would have completed the terrestrial TV.
I know you
by
told
now.
Me to watch a Michael Jackson documentary. Not got to that yet.
Oh.
In fact, I haven't got to anything yet on that telly, but I will.
Do you know what it's called, Kevin?
The Michael Jackson documentary.
Yeah.
I don't know. But if you just go on BBC iPlayer and type in Michael, I'm sure it'll come up.
Oh, is it on BBC?
Yeah, on iPlayer.
Anyway, back to Love Actually.
Yes.
Was that the review?
Yeah.
What about Rowan Atkinson's bit? Did you like that bit, Mr.
Any particular favourite?
No, because in my head, no matter whether he's playing Johnny English or whoever he was playing in Love Actually, he's always going to be Mr. Bean.
Yeah, but he did a Mr. Bean sort of like skit in there, didn't he? Did you not find that funny?
No.
Oh.
Any particular favourite character?
The Prime Minister. I loved him.
Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
He was amazing, wasn't he?
Yeah, I like him in that.
I liked... am I confusing films now? I was going to say his housemate, but I'm thinking of Notting Hill now.
You're thinking of Notting Hill.
Yeah.
Which is another great movie.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's a great film as well.
Yeah.
I think my favourite bit is when the Prime Minister goes round to the girl's house and he ends up in the car.
Yes.
And he's got the kid between them, just as like a giant, not a turtle, like, what is it? Do you know what I mean?
I can't remember the character, but an octopus, wasn't it?
That was it, yeah. There's a kid in the middle of them.
Staying with TV, right?
Right.
We all remember, don't we, the certain TV shows that wouldn't get made today, yeah?
Mm.
Right. I found those on my TV, TiVo box.
Oh,
right?
You said this on your Facebook the other day. Yeah. What you been watching?
Do they come with a warning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do, don't they?
I've been watching Shameless. Yeah.
Which one, America or UK?
UK all day.
Oh, you can't beat it.
Shameless.
Can't beat that.
Love Thy Neighbour.
Oh,
I've never seen it.
In sickness and in health.
Alf Garnett.
I remember it, but I remember it always annoyed me, so I never really watched that one.
And another film I've been watching, not Love Actually, Shirley Valentine. Love it.
Seen it, can't remember it.
No, I can't remember, but it was a great movie. I remember
ago.
That bit.
Too long ago.
I'll tell you what I've been watching, if I may tell you. Well, put it this way, I've become a Wrexham United fan.
Right.
Was that who he played for? That football shirt you had?
The football shirt I was wearing the other day is from Ted Lasso, which is another series that you've not seen, Andrew.
No.
But it revolves around football, very amusing. But off the back of that, and I don't really follow football, I've been watching a programme called Welcome to Wrexham, and it's a documentary, docu-series, and it's been around for about 6 years now.
Is this on Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's Ryan Reynolds and Rob McInerney. McInerney, I can't say his name. Two Hollywood stars. And they bought Wrexham United. Now, I'm way behind here, as I say, because this is like 6 years ago they did it. But I've started watching it, and it's amazing.
Hang on. Wait a minute. Mm. Hasn't KSI bought a football
club? Oh, I don't know, has he? It seems to be a thing, doesn't it?
I'm sure he's... I don't know whether he's brought shares, but I'm sure he's brought something to do with Arsenal.
Well, he is a billionaire, so, you know.
Is he a billionaire?
Yeah.
Over.
Well,
time's over, yeah.
So that's what we need to do when you make your millions. We need to invest in a football team. Who would you go for?
We need to buy a radio station.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Mm.
Which one?
Are there any left?
Or should we just make one?
Yes.
No, I know which one we're buying. I probably shouldn't say the name.
Oh, well, don't say it. I know what he's going to say. Go on, say it. I'll bleep it out.
We should probably buy someone that's not really there.
Who?
That's what they call.
Yeah, that was the clue.
Not really there.
Anyway, we'll move on.
I don't get it.
Okay.
Yeah, you won't. No, it's an in-radio joke. You won't get it.
All right.
Moving on.
Am I not in the gang?
No.
No.
Oh!
Oh!
I forgot
what? That shocked me. That did.
Right.
He scared the dogs.
Jesus.
Shall we move on to the Amanda Alden update?
Shall we?
Yes.
Go on, then. Oh, you want a jingle, don't you?
Yeah. Every time.
I've got one job, haven't I? One job.
The thing is, Andrew's mind's not with it today because he's expected parcels.
Yeah, I've got, there's a million things going on around me. There's a dog staring at me that wants a walk. Anyway, now let's carry on.
The Amanda Holden update.
Oh, my God!
With Jordan Anderson.
We got there.
Oh, my God, indeed.
Go on.
I've got one thing talking about and one thing only.
I suspect I know what this is going to be.
Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, I thought it might be.
Yeah,
no, it had to be.
Right.
Before you even say it,
yeah.
I'm going to say fix.
Yeah, yes. I agree. Absolute fix.
Absolute fix, yeah.
Well, there we are.
Yeah, that's it. Let's move on.
We've covered that one.
Should we just remind everybody what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Because I don't even watch it, and I know.
All right. Oh, God.
It is funny, though, how everybody, we're all experts on stuff, but we've not even watched it.
I've not watched it.
How is a fix?
It's been everywhere. It's been all over my social media.
Yeah.
So, if I can help you out here, John, Britain's Got Talent, which has been running for the last, I don't know, 8 weeks or whatever, and they had the final last weekend at the time of recording, and you might remember from a few months ago, there was a Jeremy Clarkson-supported choir of farmers, wasn't there?
Yes.
Put together. And they currently, in the final, have won.
But I've just realised something. Another thing that screams fix.
Mm.
Not only was it Amanda's Golden Buzzer Act that won. Yeah. Apparently, Jeremy Clarkson and Simon Cowell are very good friends. Yeah?
Yeah, well, they probably mix in the same circles, don't they?
Makes sense.
So he's probably slept Simon a few travels.
Well, is it a public vote, though? Are people still phoning and texting in nowadays?
Yeah, you get 5-3 votes and all that kind of thing.
Well, the public have voted. But it just seems a bit fishy, doesn't it?
It does. And the thing is, at the end of the day, you say they're friends.
Yeah.
You know, Jeremy Clarkson's not going to phone Simon up and say, oh, can you make sure these guys go through? But what Simon Cowell and his company would probably do is look at it on paper and go, if these go through, we're going to make a boatload of money.
And what...
That's what it's going to be more about.
Yeah.
Not about who, you know.
What we were talking about on the way in, I think it's like the top 10 acts. They're scouted, aren't they, anyway?
But they tend to get a contract, the top 10, and you've got the Britain's Got Talent tour after when you have the X Factor tour.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the final 10 that tend to get signed, and they'll all go on to do good things.
Yeah.
I mean, going back to the X Factor, for example, they say the worst thing you can do on X Factor is win. You know what I mean? You're better off being a runner-up, because otherwise you get that stigma of, oh, X Factor winner. You know? But yes, we're all experts here, and it was a fix, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Can I talk about something, gents?
Go on, then.
Of course you can.
I had an outing out last week, Andrew.
You did a what?
I went on an outing last week.
What, were the old folk?
Jordan and his old folk.
Right.
I went on his Monday Club.
Right. What's this Monday Club? I don't know about the Monday Club.
It's Wetherspoons trip that they do on a Monday normally?
Either a Monday or a Thursday.
Oh, right, okay.
Anyway, I went to meet them last Thursday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I have to tell you. The people he's hanging out with, right, bunch of degenerates.
Well, you know, I did kind of think that might be the case.
I think they're like dealers or something, because it kept going on about Amsterdam and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of them, is it Michelle? The lady, what's she called?
Michelle.
Is it Michelle? You did look sure there.
Well, there was two of them.
All right.
But I was sat near Michelle, so I assume you're talking about...
Yeah, Michelle. She looked like the ringleader of them lot.
Oh, yeah. She keeps them all in check. Yeah, that is Michelle, yeah.
So, I had a beer with the dodgy crowd and Jordan and his dodgy gang.
Yeah.
Are you going to give them all a shout-out, mate?
Yeah.
Do you know the names?
He's got no idea.
No, has he?
He's got no idea what's going on at the minute.
I have... we've got Stesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Vancey. Miles. He, you'd like him, Andrew. He's a small man, and he's
what? What?
You'd like
what? 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 Whoa, whoa, whoa! Come on, explain that.
Oh,
what was that? Oh no, Kevin's being attacked by a dog.
What was that?
Trying to get on my lap. Well, I was trying to help him up. Sorry.
Stay there, Emma. I see. You stay there.
Right.
Carry on. So, why would I like this small man?
Right. Jordan's getting attacked again.
I can't do this.
Don't worry about the jaws around your arm. Just concentrate on the story.
John being attacked by a massive dog.
I just feel like you'd get on.
Why?
Because
we're both little.
You're currently sat
far away.
No, shut up a minute.
All right. Ooh.
You're currently sat just listening to mine and Kevin's chaos.
Right.
And that's all Miles does. He just sits in the corner and listens to stories.
So we're short and mute.
Jesus.
I mean, keep digging, mate. Keep digging.
You're a short mute.
I love it. I've just realised the control of my destiny is slowly slipping away.
Yeah. Should we move on?
Yep.
I've got something.
Go on.
Mission Challenge Jordan.
Oh.
The results. Do you remember the challenge we set last time?
Do I? I couldn't. I was so nervous.
Were you?
I do, yeah.
Because it was quite a big challenge to do.
Yeah. But once I got into the swing of things, I quite enjoyed doing it.
Do you want to explain to the listeners what we're on about here?
Well, yeah, that would help.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, I had to get up. I have to get up every day, but I had to get up on this particular day and film my entire day.
So a day in the life video, like a blog.
Yeah, like well-known YouTuber Tom Syndicate.
There you go. Yeah. So you're going to sort of do the same sort of thing as he does.
Yeah.
How did it go? Are you ready to see the results in a minute?
No.
God. Are you being attacked by Emma?
Yeah.
She just wants to say hello. So, should we see the results?
Yeah.
Morning, everyone. This is the start of my day. I've just woke up, and now I'm going to get up and go down and make myself a cup of tea. Are you coming?
Yeah, we'll be having tea. Morning.
For all the shenanigans of waking up, I'm just about to make my morning brew. So, I'll come back to you when I've made it. And there you go, folks. There's the finished product. Well, I'm off to drink it now. Well, as you've just seen, that's the brew finished, and now we wait. Right, I'm going to go off and have a shower now, so I'll see you afterwards, because obviously you're not coming in there.
I did not film that.
Right, I'm off out now. I've had a shower, I've cleaned my teeth, I've done my jobs, reluctantly, and I'm off out now. I'll see you in a bit. Well, ladies and gents, as you can see, she's arrived. Now let's go and let her in.
Maria.
Hello.
Good morning. Right, you're going to let me in this door?
Yes.
Thank you.
Right, I've got to get in the car now and enjoy the driving. Wish me luck, boys. Right, I'm in the car now. I'm on the way to the bookies. But just got to say hi, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Yeah, concentrate, will you?
Okay.
Because I know what your driving's like. And I'll check back in with you later, if I'm alive. Right, I'm just about to go in the bookies. I want to put a bet on. I don't know if you want to come in with me, but you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
had to film that twice.
Right, as you can see, I'm ready to put a bet on, and I'll catch you when I've done it. Right, I'm out of the bookies now and in the shop. I'm going to pick my tweaks. And this is my haul from shop. Here we go. Right, I've just been in shop now. And I'm not going to show you any of the stuff that I brought because...
Even though I just did.
It's down there in a bag, but... Since when did a bag of crisps cost, like... £1 odd? That's just... When I was a lad, they used to be like 50... I don't know, 30p. But now, it's all inflation. That's what it is. And that's a bit of a rant from me today. So you can have that. Right, I've arrived at Wetherspoons, as you can see. And now I'm going to go inside and let the chaos commence, as it were. Are you coming, Vicky?
I am, yes.
Yes?
I am, yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Right, I'm about to have these chicken wings for me dinner, whatever it is.
There's an app
then
for you.
I'll come back after.
Let's go.
Right, I've just come out of Spoons. We had a fantastic time, didn't we, Vicky?
We did, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't get her in there, but... Yeah, you get the gist. We had a fantastic time, and now I'm on my way home. I mean, I might not feel much when I get home, but we'll just see. So I'll just leave it there for now. And I might be back, I might be not. We'll just see how it goes.
There you go.
I enjoyed that.
You like that?
Yeah.
It's like, have you seen the price of crisps?
In my day,
when I was a lad.
Mate, I think you did great there.
Yeah?
It's nice to see it all pieced together, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's a bit weird when you're trying to record. You don't know what the end product will be like, but now it's all together. What do you think?
I thought that was bloody marvellous.
So do I. I think you did so well with that, mate.
I think you're going to get some backlash from Vicky with all the screeching noises.
Well, no, that was real life.
Oh, was it?
I've absolutely not added any sound effects. No.
But she was. She watched one of the clips back. I think it might have been the one where just before we were going in Spoons and I caught her picking her nose and she said, you can't send in that, I'm picking my nose.
Well, now you've highlighted it, everybody's going to look for that.
Yeah. Get some shots of that. Very funny.
Challenge well done, I would say, mate. Well done. Absolutely. We'll put that all over the internet.
So will that go into YouTube Shorts?
It's already on YouTube now.
Oh.
So if anybody wants to go and find it, the best place to go is to our website and the address is what, Jordan?
Forthedream.co.uk.
There you go. And it's on the homepage of the website, so you can go and see that right now. And in fact, whilst anybody is there, if anybody sees the little coffee cup on the website, click on it, donate £1 every month if you can to the show, because we're trying to get Jordan to go see Amanda Holden in Blackpool.
So it's not to pay for his sweet addiction.
No, I've got the bank account details.
The squishies. Have you had those squishies?
No.
They're addictive, aren't they, George?
Only that flavour. I tried the normal ones afterwards, and I much preferred them what I had in the video.
Let's bring some squishies in for Andrew next time.
Yeah, you've got to try them.
They're very nice. Very addictive.
I don't give a flying deck. What are the rules?
sorry. You're not surprised when we ask you something.
Sorry, I was reading. The rules are there's two facts and one's a lie, and you've got to try and decipher which one's
right. Go for it.
Yeah. Go on then, John.
I was banned from one of my local pubs due to my footwear. I once started a football chant at a wake.
Amazing.
Right.
My dad once had a pet rat named Bobby after Sir Bobby Charlton.
No. He could have met Tom, Dick and Harry. My rats.
They're all good facts, then. I like the one about the wake. Please tell me you were singing, "You're going home in a box."
Oh, no. Right, there we go. So that's the new level we've hit.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Did you not? You're going home in a box.
Or living in a box.
Oh, God. Oh,
favourite song. I love that.
You said it was a football rant. So what was the football chant exactly?
I can't remember the words right now.
No. But no. Give us a gist, an
was
idea.
Was it that sweary one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thought it might be.
Was this with your mate Neil by any chance?
Yeah.
Oh, was it? Yeah. So that was fact number two.
I'm buying that one every day.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, that is true, yeah.
Fact number one, what was that? Remind us of that one.
I have been barred from one of my local pubs due to my footwear.
That's got to be a lie. No one's going to bar Jordan, are they? Would you bar him?
Absolutely, I would. I'd not let him nowhere near the premises.
Not because of his trainers. Just generally.
Is that going to be true? I think that might be true.
Yeah. John's being attacked by a dog again, by the way. So, whilst John has been attacked by a dog...
Are you reading the word?
She's trying to get on your lap.
I know.
So, being barred, wearing trainers, you think that's true?
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. I think the first two are true. So what was the last one?
My dad once had a pet.
Oh, yeah, the rat.
God.
See, that could be feasible as well.
It could be, but there's always a Man United theme in his football-related stuff.
Mm.
Some of it's true, some of it's false. I'm going to say this one's false.
I think it's fat one that's false. The trainers. The dog's
now,
on the table.
The dog is actually on the table.
The dog's on the table.
Well, there's a first.
There's a dog on the table. Oh, my God. Don't panic.
We've all got our phones out to get a picture of the dog on
What's
the table.
What's going on? Oh, my God.
You remember what I said before, this feature needs to be quick. The dog has just seen to that, that's not going to be the case.
Honestly, mate, it'd be less hassle if you bought kids to the work for the day.
Come on.
Oh, my word.
Come on, jump down. Come here.
There's a dog on the table, everyone.
Come on.
Sorry, Jordan.
I've got it.
Just give us the answer.
What?
Which one's the lie?
The rat.
Hey, I got it right.
Well done, Bob.
I got it right.
Ben.
Right, Kevin.
God, it's chaos.
Put the dog on the floor.
Oh, my word.
Right, go on, Kevin.
Right, okay. Fact number one.
Yes.
I once stopped the racing at Donington Racetrack.
I can believe it.
That's fact number
one. Why? Actually, we'll come back to that, yeah.
Fact number two. I used to make my cat walk like a robot.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Fact number two. Fact number three, I once joined a fight club, but I can't tell you anything about it.
Go on, Jordan, this one's over to you.
Fact number three is a lie.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you not want to discuss the others?
I don't know.
At all?
Yeah.
Can we just stop there a second?
Yeah.
Could you bring my parcels in, Kevin?
Off comms, everyone.
Hang on, it's raining out there. That's why I asked you. Where am I going?
Oh, just bring it in here if you can. Just watch the dog. Just watch the dog.
Oh, shit, I can't.
She's blind.
Shit.
This entire episode is a complete nightmare.
And this is only the first one.
Oh, dear.
Oh, ah.
Oh, dear.
Who orders planks of wood to a podcast studio?
Well, me.
Why?
Because I'm building a wall next door.
We will be back after these short infomercials.
Buy Me a Coffee is a great way to help us get the podcast to Amanda Holden. From as little as £1 a month, you can be a part of the journey. Full details at followthedream.co.uk. Now, Back to the shenanigans.
And we're back.
Right then.
Hang on a minute. Right. I've been assaulted by a dog. I've been rained on outside. I've had to carry planks of wood in.
And we've had to rearrange this recording God knows how many times. I told you this week was a disaster.
Do you like editing?
There's going to be a lot in this one, isn't there? Anyway. Right, so back to your two lies, one
Do you want me to remind you what they were?
Yeah, go on.
Yes, please.
Okay, so I used to make my cat walk like a robot.
Yeah, I believe that.
I once joined a fight club, but I can't tell you anything about it. And I once stopped racing at Donson Racetrack.
Well, I know the lie straight away. Jordan, what's the lie?
Just run through them again.
Oh, come on.
I used to make my cat walk like a robot. Mm. Used to put Smarty tubes on its legs. Try that at home, kids. Four Smarty tubes.
No, don't do that. Oh, my God, no.
I was joined a fight club, but I can't tell you about it.
That one's a lie.
Yeah, of course it is.
Oh, God, right. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
We're up to 109, episode 109. Blimey, Ooh. Crikey. Scores on the doors. As of last time we were here, Jordan, 34 points. Kevin is racing ahead on 40.
Wow!
If you've not learned what is the winning formula here, Jordan, by now, there is no hope.
Go on, John.
Right. A man goes into a pet shop, he says... Is that parrot pavilion in the window?
Wait, what? He said what?
He says, is that parrot pavilion in the window? The man goes, yeah, 50 quid. And he goes, can it talk? And the boat goes, yeah, a damn sight better than you.
Yeah, I think we ruined that one, didn't we? You see, an animal in it. That's the formula. That's the formula. You're going to get a point here, Jordan. Kevin, over to you, mate.
I was walking past a pet shop.
Right.
And I went in and said, do you sell bees? And he went, no, why? So you've got loads in the window.
I don't get that.
Oh, Kevin! He gets the point again!
Oh, I don't get it.
Do you want me to explain?
Yeah.
Do you want me to explain on air or off air?
Off air.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably best.
Say goodbye, Jordan.
Goodbye, Jordan.